Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us now, the third base coach of the Milwaukee Brewers and the husband of the wife with the best pumpkin cream cheese loaf I think I've ever had, Ed Cedar, now joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Eddie, how you doing?
Great. How are you guys doing today?
We are doing well. I got to start out by asking you this run. Now, we've heard all the comparisons between 2008, 2011, and this team. I think Ryan Braun said it best. He said 2011 was top heavy. This team is solid top to bottom. So give me your assessment, because you've been here quite some time.
Yeah, that would be my, from the, let's see, 2008, 2011, and this team there, you get stuff from everybody, which is kind of cool. You know, everyone contributes, from, you know, the catcher duel to all the changes, whether we're facing a right-hander or a left-hander, how counts, you know, counts are up, that lineup that just keeps going out there. And then, unbelievable pitching, you know, from the starters, from the relievers, DJ and Lee, Marcus. Count puts them in chances for just to be overwhelming at times, where you're just sitting there. I tease DJ a lot, and I look at him, I go, oh, we're going to need a shutout today. And then also, we'll have a shutout.
Yeah.
So that's it's kind of impressive. But like I said, you get stuff from everybody, which is kind of cool.
When you're sitting here talking about the way that it gets done, was there any talk about Frank Thomas or Alex Rodriguez saying that this is a gimmick? This is the way the pitching staff is a gimmick, and it'll never work. It'll never last. Does any of that stuff seep into the clubhouse?
No, I don't think it does. Or if it does, they must be using it as a, all right, then we'll just prove you guys wrong as well. So if it is seeping in there, they're doing their best to prove them wrong.
With the offense, it seems like everybody's contributed during the season. Hitting with runners in scoring position wasn't your forte. In the postseason, it's been better than average. So has there been something different? Has it been, you know, as far as telling guys, hey, work the count or work this particular pitcher in this particular way? Because it seems like there's been more patience at the plate.
Yeah, and I've noticed that too. And like I say, I throw BP every day and stuff like that, and you notice a little bit of stuff, but that goes on what Darnell Cole goes over with them, Jason Lane, as well as our analytical, you know, in our hitter meetings and our offensive meetings, we go over stuff like that, exactly what the pitcher's going to do to you and stuff. So it actually has a bunch of people probably, you know, in their ear. Maybe they're just working on it, knowing, hey, this is what it's all about. We got to run our third. Let's just put this ball in play. And then sometimes, you know, it works. Sometimes it doesn't. And then there'll be times where, yeah, we take strikeouts at inopportune times. But like you said, during the streak and during the playoffs, we've actually been a little better at all that stuff.
Well, the one thing I said that could slow this team down might be the break. The fact that you get 4 days to, I mean, don't get me wrong, it's great to have nothing for a while. I understand that. But in the grand scheme of things, when you're in a rhythm and athletes are creatures of habit, you'd like to get right back at it because you want to kind of stay on that track. Can this four-day break, can this derail this team in any way, shape, or form?
I would say no, because a lot of people look forward to that break, because we've been on kind of a, you know, grind it out, like even in the 11-game winning streak, grind it out, not many days off. And then, you know, yesterday we had pitchers that hadn't thrown the batters and hitters that hadn't seen live pitching. They did a little simulated stuff yesterday. Today we'll have a full team workout. Tomorrow, full team workout. So they'll still be doing stuff. And to me, it's more of a blow. Well, both teams will be well rested, and we'll see what we get. And hopefully it doesn't slow us down. And I don't think it should. I think people would probably look forward to the two complete days off and then leading into today and tomorrow before the game's on Friday.
So what about the Yasiel Puig stuff saying that, hey, we're going to go in and beat Milwaukee in four and then we're going to move on to the World Series? Anything, to, any billboard fodder there?
I would doubt it because if you know we're one of four teams left standing, if you need a little bulletin board stuff now, I think we wouldn't still be standing here. But I really didn't get to see. I kind of saw, but really wasn't paying attention. Maybe it was Marcia making treats for you guys again.
Oh, that stuff was fantastic.
Actually, I wasn't really paying attention to what he said, and then so I would say no, but you never know if it can be advantageous to it for us, we'll do it.
Now, I heard you might have been listening yesterday, but I said eat that that pumpkin cheese cream roll thing, whatever the hell it was. I'd eat that in a private room. That was fantastic.
You know what's so funny? We had just gotten in the car, and Marcia always loves to turn you guys on. And you guys were talking about that. She goes, I'm going to make them a pumpkin roll for tomorrow. So
oh my
whoever
God.
Comes in tomorrow will give me, he'll be the delivery guy. Now, I handed it over to Joe. Wasn't
yeah.
sure if it was going to get there to you guys.
Yeah, it made it.
So,
it made it.
Yeah.
That is
and
something
Chuck
that
Chuck was in.
Oh, the hell with Chuck.
Yeah, hell with Chuck. Okay, I was going to say he was there in Colorado, and he had said something about it. I think it was Colorado, or maybe it was in the locker room in Milwaukee. But that's how I knew it got there. But the hell with Chuck.
Chuck. No, we're going to cut that thing in half. Joe's taking half on Friday night going to the game. I'm going to go home and watch it in the house and light a fire, and I'm going to eat that whole thing sitting in front of the fire watching the game. Hey, what is it like right now? You've got some unique leadership in that clubhouse because you've got guys like Lokane and Moustakas and Kratz, and you've got, obviously, Jeremy Jefferson company that have been there, done that. We're going to talk with Jeremy coming up a little bit later on, but what is it like with a lot of young guys mixed in with guys that know what it takes to get through this?
Oh, yeah. It's awesome. Like the locker room rarely has even changed this year, which I think it's kind of cool that you can go through. And, you know, we've gone through bad times. We had the 7-game losing streak, you know, the 5 right before All-Star break, and then coming out, we weren't hitting on all cylinders. But the one thing that remained the same about this team was it was the same. You know, whether things were going bad, good, they're the same. You can come into our locker room, and you notice it when you come in.
Mm-hmm.
It's either you have music playing or the guys are doing whatever they're doing, cribbage, cards. It's basically, that's what I noticed about this team, that it's the same whether we're going well or we're going bad. These guys are keeping an even keel. Maybe it has something to do with that leadership that's in that locker room. I know Bronny's had great speeches after each celebration thing, so he's locked in, you know, and quiet leaders, Yelich and Kane, and even, you know, even more from the pitchers. There's all kinds of leadership from the pitching, which is understandable.
When you this team going into this postseason, you were looking at not having traditional starters. When you look at this now, is this just like commonplace? Because from the outside in, and I had mentioned this early on in the show, Eddie, that I get people, I was on a station in LA yesterday, I was on a national show the other night, and they all say, well, don't the Brewers really need, if you're going to go against Kershaw, you need a starter, you need, and I said, you haven't been paying attention, they've been doing this kind of thing all season long, you just need a guy, an outgetter to go 3 or 4 innings, and that's it, you turn it over to the pen. Is there any concern that you don't have those frontline guys, those frontline starters that you think, oh, man, we got to piece this thing together? Is this just commonplace now?
Nah, I agree exactly what you said. It's just commonplace. Come on, we threw up, what was it? Probably get the numbers wrong. I'm not a big numbers guy, but like 26 of the 27 innings in the last series, there were goose eggs thrown
mm-hmm.
up. You know, they only
yep.
scored once, and like you stated, we've been doing it for pretty much, for sure, the second half of the season, where we're just going, hey, here's what we got to go. Give us this, give us that. It's kind of cool that we've relied on, you know, minor league pitchers of the year the last 2 years, and they're showing what they're doing now for us now. So it's kind of, mix and match and get us to, we can use our dominating guys, but the pitching, man, they are something else, the pitching staff.
I'm going to ask Jeremy coming up in just a little bit, but any concerns? Because he's really the only guy that seems to have struggled a bit. Is there any concerns with Jeremy right now?
No, I would say no. It was I know he went through a time where he, I don't know, I think he was missing or didn't get out there like for five straight days, then was a little rusty, and then was his dynamic self the very next day. So I have no concerns over Jeremy at all.
Always good to talk, my friend. We appreciate anything that Marsh happens to make for us because it's always fantastic. Best of luck to you guys, and hopefully we're talking during the World Series, okay?
All right. Make sure you say hey to JJ for me. You know, JJ has something that he always gets from Marsha. They're T-shirts. You might have to ask him if there's any T-shirts, any cool T-shirts that he's gotten recently.
You know what? I'm going to do that. Absolutely, I'll do that. Yeah, I mean, hey, any kind of inside track into all of this, I'm looking for it. So, yeah, this is going to be good stuff. I appreciate it, buddy. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, see you guys later.
All right, pal, there you go. That is Ed Cedar, Brewers third base coach, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.